This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Tuesday brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie.
Farmers are discovering crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois is a good fit for their farming operation. Albert Thompson of Perry County, Illinois, explains why he chose Farm Credit.
I took crop insurance out through Farm Credit Services, and they explained the programs well to me. I have no problem getting served well on claims and kept the wheels spinning in some rough, difficult times.
There's peace of mind in knowing your revenue is secure during volatile years.
I hear the statement from people that can't afford crop insurance. I can't afford not to have it. Because when we go into planting a crop in the spring, I know the minimum amount of revenue I'm going to have at the end of the year. That's something I never had without it.
Crop insurance provides farmers the flexibility needed to meet the demands of today's farming operations.
I can't imagine farming without crop insurance. As much capital is involved today, I'd have to reevaluate everything I did.
Call us at 800-444-FARM. Crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois. It's a good fit.
Prepare yourself for the flu season. Michelle's Pharmacy is now giving vaccines, and the best part, no appointment or prescription is needed. If you or a loved one are on Medicare, vaccines will be billed at no cost to you. Michelle's Pharmacy offers influenza, pneumonia, Zostavax, and Tdap vaccinations. Protect yourself today. Get all your vaccinations at Michelle's Pharmacy in Carlinville and Gillespie. Call 854-4022 or 839-9901. Michelle's Pharmacy, where delivery to your home or office is always free.
Hi, this is Evan Young, your Farm Bureau Director from Witt Township. Did you know that you can get a discount on Case IH tractor by being a member of Farm Bureau? It's true. When you belong to Montgomery County Farm Bureau, you can save $300 to $500 on selected tractors. Save $300 on the new Scout utility vehicle. Join Montgomery County Farm Bureau to get these and other benefits. Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
First of all, on the Farm Show on this Tuesday, an electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade. March wheat now trading at 763 and three quarter, up three quarter. May wheat trading at 771 and a quarter, up a half. March corn trading at 734, that's down a quarter. May corn trading at 735 and a quarter, down a penny. March soybeans trading at 1492 and three quarter, up four. May beans trading at 14.84, up 3 3/4. The overnight crude oil market, 43 cents higher at 96.60. The Brent crude, 51 cents higher at 116.11. The March gold contract, $1.70 higher at $1,677.40. The U.S. dollar index, 0.016 lower at 79.538. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March wheat ended the day at 763, down 2. May wheat ended at 770 and 3 quarter, down 2 and a half. July wheat ended at 776, down 2 and a quarter. March corn yesterday ended at 734 and a quarter, down 1 and 3 quarter. May corn ended at 736 and a quarter, down 1 and a half. July corn ended at 727 and a half, down 1 and a quarter. March soybeans yesterday ended at 14.88 and three quarter, up 14 and a half. May beans ended at 14.80 and a quarter, up 14 and three quarter. July beans ended at 14.70 and a half, up 15 and a quarter. March soybean meal yesterday ended at 434.30, up 61. May meal ended at 431.40, up 63. July meal ended at 425.80, up 64. March soybean oil yesterday ended at 53.11, up 12. May oil ended at 53.54, up 13. July oil ended at 53.84, up 14. March oats yesterday ended at 359 and three quarter, up a half. May oats ended at 365 and a quarter, down a half. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets, the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's grain market report. The Illinois winter grain prices ended mixed on Monday afternoon, with soybeans higher and corn and wheat mostly lower. Soybean futures were given a boost from an export sale of U.S. soybeans to China and good export inspection numbers. Soybeans inspections this week were higher than expected at 53.9 million bushels. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 to 3 cents lower at 722 to 739. Soybeans advanced 14 cents at 1462 to 1481. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed at 733 to 752, and soybeans gained 11 to 14 cents at 1495 to 1504. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids ended steady to 2 cents lower at 725 to 759. Soybeans were up mostly 12 to 16 cents at 1495 to 1517, while wheat bids dropped 2 cents at 758 to 778. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids gained 14 to 15 cents at 1513 to 1529. Basis ended steady, ranging from 24 to 40 over the March. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis gained $6.10 a ton to range from $4.44.30 to $4.53.30. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids dropped 2 to 7 cents at 744 to 764, with basis ending steady to 5 cents lower at 10 to 30 over the March. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 2 cents lower at 738 to 740. Basis ended steady, range from 4 to 6 over the March. Soybeans up 12 to 14 cents at 1504 to 1511, with basis steady to 2 cents lower at 15 to 22 over the March. New crop wheat prices ended 1 to 2 cents lower on Monday at 749 to 766, with basis steady to 1 cent stronger at 27 to 10 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids steady to a penny better at 743 to 746. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 13 to 17 cents, with quotations at 1518 to 1524. Soft red winter wheat gained 3 at 792 to 793, while the Milo ended 2 cents lower at 728 to 729. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. New crop corn from country elevators to producers range from 551 to 568. New crop soybean bids range from 1296 to 1312. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 556 to 570. New crop bean bids at 1303 to 1321. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 552 to 588. New crop bean bids at 1304 to 1329. And the new crop wheat in southern Illinois ranged from 726 up to 758. That is our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures from the Chicago Board of Trade, February hogs ended at 88.07, up 42. April hogs ended at 88.35, down 40. May hogs ended at 95.70, down 90. February cattle yesterday ended at 127.07, down 2. April cattle ended at 132.27, up a dime. June cattle ended at $128, up a quarter. March feeder cattle yesterday ended at 148.87, down 32. April feeders 152.40 down, or excuse me, that's 152.40 up 27, and May feeders ended at 155.20 up a half dollar. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture for a check of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture, bringing you the afternoon livestock report. Starting on the Eastern Corn Belt, Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis traded 250 lower. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of 82 to 89.50, with the weighted average carcass price of 83.41. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded mostly steady to weak, with light to moderate demand. Starting with the U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing 400 pounds or less, they were bringing 35 to 40. The 4 to 5 weights at 37 to 44. The 5 to 550 weights at 43 to 46. And the 550 and up at 44 to 47. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points traded mostly steady to a dollar higher at 57 to 61. And receipts for Illinois hogs totaled 12,287 head. Now from the Carthage Special bred cow sale held on February 2nd, they had receipts of 330 head. And starting with the bred cows, medium and large, first stage, young were bringing 1,010 to 1,150. Second stage, young were bringing 990 to 1,425. And middle age, 975 to 1,450. Third stage, young cows were bringing 1,050 to 1,550 with some fancies at 1,600 to 1,900. And middle aged 1175 to 1575. Cow calf pairs, medium and large. Youngs were bringing 1450 to 1700 with some fancies at 1675 to 1850. From the Greenville Livestock Auction, they had a special breeding stock sale and showed receipts of 475 head. Bred cows, medium large to second stage. Young cows were bringing 1,050 to 1,200, middle-aged 1,025 to 1,550, and third-stage young were bringing 1,800 to 2,600, with the middle-age at 1,050 to 2,300. Cow-calf pairs, medium and large, starting with the youngs, were 2,200 to 2,600, and breadbacks were 2,300 to 2,450. Middle age 1175 to 2200. Breeding bulls were 1175 to 2200. Now for Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction at Bethalto, they had receipts of 3,093 bale. Now starting with the alfalfa premium quality small squares, they traded from 560 to 610. Good quality small squares range from 460 to 530. Large squares were bringing 108 to 113. Alfalfa orchard grass premium quality small squares range from 710 to 720. Good quality small squares sold from 460 to 610. Orchard grass premium quality small squares traded at 760 and good quality small squares sold at 560. Mixed grass good quality small squares were bringing 360 to 440 with the large rounds at 58. Wheat straw good quality small squares range from $1.50 to $1.90 and the large rounds at 31. From the National Carlot Pork Report, trading was moderate to light with light demand and moderate offerings. 58 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $85.78, which was $1.03 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $182.74, which was 18 cents higher, and select carcasses at $179.01, which was 39 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection for Wednesday, cattle slaughter was estimated at 115,000 compared to 126,000 last week and 123,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 419,000 and compared to 412,000 last week and 413,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for butter, $155.5 unchanged. For block cheese, $164.5 unchanged. For barrel cheese, $153.25 down $1. And the spot price for Class 3 milk ending Monday, $17.12. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for February, $7.46. For March, $7.48. Corn delivered to Scottville for February, $7.38. And for March, $7.40. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for February, $14.94. And for March, $14.91. Wheat delivered to Scottville, $7.59. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield, $7.46, corn at Scottville, $7.38, beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $14.94, wheat at Scottville, $7.59. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you this morning by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
Hi, I am Greg Urey from M&M Service Company. You don't need to tell me that farming is a difficult business. What you need are the experts at M&M Service Company. For all your agronomic needs to fuel, propane, and agri-financing, M&M Service Company is your one-stop shop. Our team is knowledgeable about every aspect of your farming operation and can make farming a whole lot easier. Call your local M&M Service Company office at Macoupin, Madison, or Montgomery County today and find out how our team can help you make the business of farming easier. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Attention farmers, for help with your farm beds, hoist, tag, or pusher axles, lift gates, or any other truck-related equipment, call Carlinville Truck Equipment at 854-6706. They also have a large supply of steel and aluminum toolboxes for your truck at competitive prices. They provide speedy and reliable service, and you'll find the staff friendly, courteous, and ready to serve your individual needs. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 854-6706. Visit ctemi.com. Service starts here.
Partly cloudy skies today, high temperatures in the low 40s, and we will have southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies, low temperatures in the low 20s, and for tomorrow, Wednesday, sunny skies, the high in the low 40s. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, partly cloudy, a chance of rain on Thursday, low temperatures in the upper 20s, high temperatures in the low 40s. Right now at the Weather Center, light south winds. The barometric pressure is steady. We have cloudy skies, 28 degrees on this Tuesday morning. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by the CHS Service Center of Louder and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. In our farm news today, another successful hay auction Saturday at the Madison County Ag Auction. Mike Hamilton tells us about it.
Randy, we had another extremely large sale. We ended up with 3,115 bales. The alfalfa was in a price range, the bottom bales at 360, did some good hay up to 530. Alfalfa grass was from 410 up to 760. Grass hay was from 260 to $4. We ended up with around 1,000 bales of straw, and it was from $1.30 up to $1.90. Had orchard grass from 7 to 760. In the round bales, we had alfalfa from 70 to 75. We had orchard grass at $81. We had a lot of mixed grass from 26 up to 69. Round bales of straw was from 26 to 41. And we had some corn stalks at $26. In the 3x3s, the alfalfa was from 91 to 113. Alfalfa orchard grass was from 83 to 108. We had some orchard grass from 76 to 83. We had some just grass hay at $65. Milo bales from 39 to 52. And some straw at $31.
And you also had some hay donated for a special benefit. How did that go?
We had a phenomenal turnout for that. It was for the Jake Beerbaum fundraiser. Jake was the young man that was injured in an automobile accident, and I think we ended up with a total of a little over 100 bales, and just want to put a big thank you out to all the people that donated hay and all the people that stepped up to the plate and purchased. Some of the hay was sold as many times as six times, and we raised a nice sum of money for the family, and really, really on behalf of the Madison County Ag Auction and the Beerbaum family, I really want to thank everybody.
And you'll be having your sale again this weekend?
Yes, sir. We'll get started accepting hay at on Fridays from noon on. If somebody needs to bring hay in earlier in the week, give me a call, and I'll make sure there's somebody there to unload.
Give us your phone number, Mike.
They can reach me anytime at 618-410-4293, or they can contact us on our email. It's www.hamiltonhayauction.com.
And once again, that was Mike Hamilton of the Madison County Ag Auction. Coming up Thursday, area extension offices are co-sponsoring Agronomy Day at the Lincoln Land Community College facility in Litchfield. It will start Thursday morning at 8:30. Gary Letterly of the Christian County Extension goes over the itinerary.
The program will include a 2013 crop price outlook. That's with Dr. Daryl Good. Daryl's a very popular individual when it comes to trying to figure out those fundamentals of prices of commodity goods here in here across the Midwest and for farmers in Illinois. We also have Dr. Fabian Fernandez. He works in area of soil fertility with the drought concerns we've had the last few years and the crop removal rates. He's got some information to share that will shed light on what producers need to consider with soil fertility and how they should make their plans for the next year or two, at least in regard to crop removal. Also, we've got Robert Bellum. Robert's kind of an area agronomist working for Extension that's going to share some information on herbicide injury and carryover. A lot of these topics center around what the drought has done and what implications it could have on this upcoming crop year. And then as a little bit of a twist, we've got a crops and climate program that we've put together that's with Dr. Carl Bernacki. Carl is a USDA researcher on University of Illinois, and he will give us kind of a primer on this. And then we've got one of our past Extension folks that worked out of the Montgomery County office, Stephanie Porter, will talk about some crop growing challenges that we saw in 2012 and what we might anticipate in 2013, particularly in the area of aflatoxin corn. So, again, this is this Thursday, February 7th, at the Lincoln Land Community College site in Litchfield, and it's sponsored by University of Illinois Extension.
What time will it start again, Gary?
We're going to start the program promptly at 8:30. Okay. So we'd like to have people have their registration, kind of come in for a little bit of a meet and greet, coffee and donuts prior to the meeting. So we'll have the doors open as close to 7:45 as possible. So they can come in, grab a cup of coffee, have a donut, share some time with some of their co-workers, and actually view some of the exhibitor stations that we'll have in the building there at Lincoln Land. And then we'll start at 8:30. We'll run till about 11:45, and then that'll be followed up by our lunch. And then they'll have time to visit with, again, their co-workers, some of the speakers, and a lot of them will stick around through the noontime. So they've got particular questions that aren't answered at the conclusion of each presenter's program. They'll have a chance maybe to have an exchange with them at the lunchtime.
And that was Gary Letterly of the Christian County Extension Office in Taylorville. Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau Radio Network recently talked to an area producer about the 2013 growing season, and she reports.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting agriculture news here on WSMI. Tim Seifert is a producer in the Auburn area. He's also District 9 director on the Illinois Soybean Association. We caught up with Tim last week as he talked about the upcoming 2013 growing season, how he feels heading in.
Well, you know, farmers are the eternal optimist, so pretty excited about it. Like to get out of this rut. We've been in a rut now for mid-yields on corn. Last year because of the drought, and the year before that just because of the hot, dry summer. But hoping to kind of turn things around a little bit and get on with it. The prices seem to be holding up fairly well. So pretty excited and ready to get going. You know, we got this last crop, got all most of the paperwork all done and everything dialed in. So just planning for next year.
Speaking of that, plans for next year, any question about your crop insurance coverage? Would there ever be any question based on last year?
Naturally, I've had insurance for the last, when the multi-peril started. So insurance is a huge part. We've got to have insurance. With the money that we lay out every year and basically waiting on Mother Nature to make sure we've got a crop or not, insurance is huge for us. I mean, years back, you didn't have near the investment. You didn't have near the acres. You didn't have near the cost for the inputs, et cetera. So, you know, you could kind of muster through a couple years. Or 1 year anyway, in hopes that the next year would be good. But, you know, insurance is just like everything. You don't drive your car without insurance. You know, you don't buy a new house without insurance. And farming's the same way. We have a tremendous outlay of money. We've got a lot of people that we have to answer to. They like to see that we're covered as well. So it's huge. You know what I mean? I just we're kind of up in the air as to where we're going with it and what it's going to be, but that's the way it is every year around this time. We kind of wait until March 15th rolls around. Of course, the Farm Bill plays into all this as well.
Speaking of that, I'd serve on the Illinois Soybean Association Board, so you're well informed, and I know you were very disappointed that the fact that we did not get a Farm Bill and things just didn't happen as we had hoped.
I can't understand why the government treats us the way they do. I understand food stamps. I understand food lunch programs and stuff. But we feed the world. You know, I mean, that's our job. We don't ask for much. We've got the cheapest food throughout the world. We've got the most abundance of food throughout the world. And the quality is by far better than any place you can ever go as we travel around the world. But why government treats us the way they treat us, we're not asking for anything other than just allow to assure ourselves and to make sure that those three things we just talked about are guaranteed. And I'm very, very disappointed. I can't tell you how frustrated. I think I sent you a text a while back saying, you know what, no farm bill, no census. And I still believe that. I think when they finally realize how important this farm bill is to us, what good does it do for them to have our information out there when they treat us like this? You know, when they want to step to the plate and work with us, then I'd be more in favor of working with them. But I'm very, very disappointed the way the government's treated us. I don't understand why they do what they do. They don't appreciate what they got, and these people are always complaining on a full stomach. So I guess I get back off my soapbox.
You believe in speaking your mind and serving your fellow producers. Back to like the Illinois Soybean Association. You served years on the corn growers, and now you're back on a board and working for ISA as a director. Why do you do that?
I think that that agriculture needs to have a voice. I don't have livestock, so therefore I do have a little bit more time. I've got two great employees that are here at the farm working, keeping the farm going during the winter and getting stuff serviced up. But I believe we do have to have a voice, and we need to be sharing that voice. It's just, it's very important. They need to hear it from the producers. It's very critical that they hear just the facts, because so many times, as you well know, the facts get, you know, kind of watered down, and they just need to hear it straight up. They don't need to sugarcoat it or anything like that. Just put it out there for them.
Director, you know, your job is to be that liaison, really, between the farmers in your district and the board. And I know you encourage that folks to get a hold of you and offer their two cents.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, if we don't hear from them, we assume everything's going fine. Of course, when we do get calls, as you well know, after I was served on the school board for 12 years, when things are going good, you don't get calls. The only time you get calls is when they have problems or complaints or issues that they need to deal with. My phone, you know, I mean, it's available. It's out there. It's on the website and stuff for the Soybean Association. So we're working hard for them. We've got some good things coming up with soybeans, and I'm pretty excited about it.
Let's go back to where we are in the calendar. We'll turn the calendar over into February, and I know that you like to get an early start in Sangamon County, if you can, but what's too early for you guys?
Oh, man. I would have said last year was March was too early. You know, I think things are gearing up. I still think if we can get in the first week of April, that seems to be fitting our program pretty well. But I guess this climate change, if there is such a thing as climate change, when everything is right, you need to be rolling. So, I would be lying to you if I said that, March planting corn would be too early, because if my neighbors are rolling, chances out of 10, it's going to get the better of me. But I'm hoping, like I said earlier, we get it back to an average year, an early year, to where, and I don't even know what an average year is anymore. But, you know, you got to go with the calendar. You got to look at the frost dates, and you got to take everything into consideration. But 1st of April still very appealing to me, and hopefully we can get that done. If it dries up, then we got to roll.
Sangamon County's Tim Seifert here on WSMI.
Thank you, Rita. And it's coming up on 6:37 as we close once again in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade. March wheat now trading at 7.62 and a quarter, down 3/4. May wheat trading at 7.69 and a half, down 1 1/4. March corn trading at 7.32 and a half, down 1 3/4. May corn trading at 7.34 and a half, down 1 3/4. March beans trading at 14.90, up 1 1/4. May beans trading at 14.81 and a half, up 1 1/4. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by the CHS Service Center of Louder.